Weather conditions in the Midwest are expected to be almost ideal as we go forward through this week. The majority of the region is not expecting to see a tremendous amount of precipitation, but there will be some showers and thunderstorms around. More importantly, though, their temperatures are going to be much warmer this week. We'll look for afternoon highs in the 70s and 80s quite often. Those temperatures will be warm enough to stimulate some much better crop emergence and establishment conditions after the unusually cold weather of the past week or so. And we will not only see faster crop development rates, but we'll also see better planting conditions, quicker seed germination conditions in the northern parts of the region, and we'll likely continue to have an opportunity for aggressive field work in general because we don't expect precipitation to be real abundant across the region. There will be rain in the north here today and early tomorrow. There will be some scattered showers in other parts of the region periodically over the coming week, but we do not expect the resulting rainfall to be so great that it sets back field work for any great length of time. The temperatures in the 70s and 80s will see to it that whatever rain falls over the coming week will be evaporated away fairly quickly, and that's the reason why we feel the corn and soybean planting progress this coming week will likely advance quite well. We will look for some improvement in hard red winter wheat country, and we've been talking about this for a week or so. We're still expecting to see a trough of low pressure slowly working across the southern plains from the latter part of this week into the early part of next week. It's still a storm system that's still several days away, but we're continuing to monitor it, and the odds are very good that we're going to see some relief to the West Texas drought, as well as the drought that has prevailed across areas to the northeast into parts of Kansas. Now, winter wheat in the southern plains has advanced too far, may not be able to benefit much from the precipitation this week, but we will look for some improvement in quality. In the state of Kansas, we'll probably see some improvement in production as well, though, because the crops there are just now reproducing, and this rain will be extremely well-timed. We will expect to see the Delta in the southeastern U.S. Continuing to see a relatively drier biased pattern this week. That is likely to translate into an excellent opportunity for soybeans, cotton, and peanuts to be put into the ground from the lower Mississippi River Basin into Georgia and parts of the Carolinas and northern Florida. We will be looking for some better rainfall in the not-so-distant future across some of these areas because temperatures will be in the 80s and 90s for a part of this week. Same is true for the central and southern U.S. plains. The northern U.S. plains, which have been struggling with too much moisture and cool weather in recent weeks, will also see warmer conditions this week, with highs getting into the 70s and 80s. Most of the Midwest will see 70s and 80s for highs. We'll likely have lows that will run mostly 50s and lower 60s over a big part of the coming week to maybe 10 days. We will expect the Midwest to see a somewhat of an increase in shower and thunderstorm activity as we go into the latter part of this coming weekend and into next week. Big heavy soakings of rain are not currently advertised, but any moisture that occurs after this week's warmer and drier biased environment will be interpreted as being extremely welcome and beneficial for the majority of the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.